Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this sixth Sunday after Pentecost, proper 8, year B. Our readings today, 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 1, and verses 17 to 27. Psalm 130, Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 8, verses 7 to 15, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verses 21 to 43. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here and we will worship him. The Lord is here and we will trust him. The Lord is here and we will honor him. The Lord is here and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we have come because you have called us. We have come in the name of Jesus. We have come to declare the Father's love. We have come because you are worthy. We have come because you are here. Lord, empower us with your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge your presence and to worship you alone. Amen. Lord, we know that you are with us everywhere, every day. But you have promised that when your people gather for worship, you will be in the midst of them. We claim your presence and we seek your power. We come as poor and needy in the presence of their King. We come as the weak and uncertain have always come, longing for your protection and mercy. Lord, may we experience the joy of your service, the liberation of your forgiveness, and the extravagance of your love. We pray that your Spirit might fill us up and send us out, so that all the world might know that there is no God like you, no other God besides you, and come to worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. We have the hymn, Songs of Fellowship, 360. Lord, make me an instrument.
A love song.
We pray the collect for proper 8, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty God, you have built your church upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Grant us to be joined together in unity of spirit by their teaching, that we may be made a holy temple acceptable to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Moving Forward in Faith. Moving Forward in Faith. In our Gospel last Sunday, from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41, as Jesus calms the storm on the Sea of Galilee, he had occasion to rebuke his disciples. As he was asleep in the boat during the storm, they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you no faith?" Jesus emphasizes the fact that with faith in him, with faith in the God who loves us, there is no need to fear. Fear cripples us. Fear prevents us from thinking logically. Fear causes us to doubt the presence of God. If we truly believe that the Holy Spirit is dwelling in us, there is no need to fear. Paul affirms, "If God is for us, who is against us?" If we truly believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then God will be for us. In today's Gospel from Mark chapter 5, verses 21 to 43, we see faith in action. Jesus is back on the Jewish side of the Sea of Galilee. He is surrounded by a large crowd. Jairus, a leader of the synagogue, comes to him, falls at his feet, and begs him repeatedly, "My daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." Mark chapter 5, verse 22b and 23. Jairus had faith in Jesus. He believed that even though his daughter was dying, Jesus could restore her to health. Jesus agrees, and they set off immediately for Jairus' house. The crowd follows along. In the crowd, there is an unnamed woman who heard about Jesus. She had suffered from hemorrhage for 12 years. She had spent all her money on physicians as she sought a cure. This was important to her because in her present state, she would be considered ritually unclean and not able to take part in any religious activities. In addition, because she is ritually unclean, anyone who comes in contact with her, whether she touches them or they touch her, would be considered ritually unclean. She is certain that Jesus could heal her. In fact, she believed that if I but touch his clothes, I would be made well. Mark 5:28. Such was her desperation. Such was her boldness. Such was her faith. Mark tells us that she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Mark chapter 8, Mark chapter 5, verse 29. Even in the midst of the crowd, Jesus discerned a touch of faith. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" In the midst of the crowd, many people would have been touching his clothes, but only this woman was healed. Her touch was for a specific purpose. Her touch was a touch of faith. Mark tells us that she came forward in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole story. Chapter 5, verse 33. Jesus responds with gentle compassion. "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." Mark chapter 5, verse 34. Having demonstrated faith in Jesus, there was no need for her to fear. It was her faith that made her well. Her faith activated the power of the Holy Spirit that went out from Jesus and healed her. Had she not believed in Jesus, had her faith not given her the boldness to approach him, she would never have been healed. She believed. She acted on her belief, and she was healed. Faith, therefore, could be defined as acting on what you believe. As we grow in our knowledge of God, as we are prepared to believe what we know about God and act on it, we are moving forward in our faith. As we know and believe, and we are prepared to act on our belief, we grow in our faith. Jesus points this out to Jairus. While Jesus is conversing with the woman, Jairus receives the news that his daughter is dead. His friends advise him that since she is dead, there is no need to trouble the master anymore. Jesus overhears the news and their advice. He says to Jairus, "Do not fear, only believe." Mark chapter 5, verse 36b. Jairus believes because he continues to his house with Jesus. Jesus takes Peter, James, and John with him, and they go to Jairus' house, where people are weeping and wailing aloud for the dead child. Jesus says to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? This child is not dead, but sleeping." Verse 39. Jesus had faith in the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. Even as the crowd laughed at him, he put them out of the house, and in the presence of the child's father and mother and those who were with him, he went in where the child was. They took him by the hand. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talita kum, which means, little girl, get up. And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. Mark chapter 5, verses 40b to 42. Jairus moved forward in faith, and his daughter, who was dead, was brought back to life. He believed that the teacher could heal her. He did not know that he was in the presence of the one who is the resurrection and the life, the one who has power over life and power over death. Only believe, have faith. Faith in God will not only bring healing and wholeness in situations of brokenness of body, mind, and spirit. Faith in God will enable us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves and demonstrate that love in action. In our epistle today from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 15, Paul makes a plea to the faith of the Corinthians as he invites them to be generous in giving to the church in Jerusalem. Paul wants the church in Corinth to demonstrate their faith by excelling in generosity to the brothers and sisters in Jerusalem. Paul is not asking them to give away everything they have. He wants them to give eagerly and cheerfully. He emphasizes that it is not how much they give, but how they give it. Paul writes, "For if the eagerness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have." 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12. If in faith we allow the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts, this will increase our willingness to respond to the needs of our brothers and sisters in Christ. In faith, we will bless others as God continues to bless us. We will not fear that by giving, we will be in want. We will move to new levels of faith. As we reflect on Jesus' encounter with Jairus and the unnamed woman, we can count on his encouragement as we move towards greater faith. We will believe the words of Jesus and act on them. In Matthew 28, verse 20, Jesus says to us, "And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Amen. Let us pray. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. Lord of life, you raised Jairus' daughter from the clutches of death. Fill your church with new life to proclaim your wonders. Remove the fear that blocks trust in you. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. Lord of life, the leader Jairus begged for your help. Be with all who carry the burden of government. Turn our longing into zeal for your kingdom. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. Lord of life, your generosity brings riches beyond measure. Expand the horizons of all responsible for financial planning. Increase social capital and make us mindful of the consequences for all. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. we will sing praises to our God. Lord of life, some cry out for your healing touch in secret and shame. Pour out your compassion on all who are embarrassed at their condition. Restore the dignity and self-worth of all who come to you. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. Lord of life, you stretch out your hand and restore the little girl to life. Hear the cries of all who mourn and long for what cannot be. Turn our wailing into dancing at the promise of your resurrection. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, All That I Am and All I Do. I offer now. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may God be your comfort and your strength. God be your hope and support. God be your light and your way. And the blessing of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of life, remain with you now and forever. Amen. And we pray that you will have a spirit-filled, productive, and rewarding week. And we pray that you will be safe. We pray for protection of our brothers and sisters in Tobago and other parts of the Caribbean threatened at this time with the hurricane. We have the hymn, "Take My Hand, Precious Lord."